This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit Parluisin Shpesek. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, Jano. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We just got back from, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man. It didn't turn out like I expected with that damn turkey.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't go your way?
No, I had a lot of spices that I was going to put in here, like Andrea's steak sauce.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we talked about Andrea's steak sauce last time.
Yeah, she kept watching me the entire time. She said, you're not gonna hurt this turkey and everything. And I said, you know, we're Armenian. Yeah. You're supposed to throw garlic in here and all that stuff. And she was like, no, I'm going with this recipe. And it was such a dry. Why couldn't you Americans come up with meatloaf instead? Why a turkey?
I don't know.
It's such a boring white meat. I mean, I don't know. Everyone that's ever told me that, oh, mine becomes real juicy.
Yeah.
White. Nah, I haven't had one yet.
That one. Yeah, I'm with you.
So, any case, we did that, and I guess it was all right seeing relatives, my sister coming over and all that. But
yeah, that's always nice.
In any case, we got Trump, man. He won the election, and every other day I'm seeing something in the news that just bewilders me in a sense that this can't, and I always say, this can't be good for Armenia. This can't be good for Armenia. This can't be good. And it just seems to be like a domino effect every time.
Yeah, well, it is. And, like, I mean, I just heard a story, when was it, like, earlier this week, that, you know, he was already starting to have phone calls with world leaders, and that he had had this amazing phone call with the head of Pakistan, and how simpatico they were, and then they start to report on some of his financial disclosures from his organization, because, you know, he says he's separating himself from the business,
right,
which isn't, I mean, that's not, you know, he says it's happening, but it's not logical for that
to
actually happen.
How can that happen?
I mean, his name's on everything.
How can that happen?
Like, everything he's involved in, his name's on. So it's impossible to remove that conflict, because he knows what the investments are, you know? Like in the past, historically, you've had all these other, you know, presidents, vice presidents with means have had to move all their money into a blind trust that's then out of their control. You know, some guy at a bank invests it, and they don't know what's it invested in, how much is there. All they get is a statement at the end of the year saying, here's how much you have. But with his stuff, he knows, because he was the guy who went out and he sold these deals, he knows what the deals are. So without selling out of all those deals and just doing it all in cash, having someone else invest it, it's impossible for him to stay hands off. And one of the big deals, income that he had in the last 3 years, was strictly from his deals in Azerbaijan.
That's unbelievable.
It's frightening.
That's unbelievable. And let's say this. I mean, again, how the hell can we really not? I mean, there's got to be some sort of a repercussion here if Azerbaijan goes into a conflict with Armenia. I mean, he's got money invested in Azerbaijan.
And
he'll say, no, it's not like that anymore. How can it not be?
Well, and it is. And then, you know, you look at his relationships, you know, in Istanbul and the stuff he's done there. It's like,
wait, back it up here, because you said Pakistan.
Yeah.
Pakistan hates Armenia.
That's why I brought it up.
They hate Armenia.
I know.
Pakistan has always said that we've never recognized the Armenian genocide. They are tight.
Yes.
With the Turks and Azerbaijan.
And Azerbaijan, I know.
And we just blocked some sort of a thing in the UN that Pakistan pushed for. And we said, you know what? You do that to us, we'll do this to you. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, and it's frightening how little information that we know. I mean, we know what he's wanted us to know. That's all that's in the financial disclosures that he's put out. It's not, it's what he selected to release. So, you know, there could be a lot of other, you know, stuff that he's not releasing to us, you know, about his relationships in all these places, especially, you know, regarding Armenia and their, you know, some of these other relationships that are really, really important in how the U.S. is going to handle Armenia.
Right. And, well, one thing that I was happy to see from all of this is that, you know, I just felt that Clinton's forte was still going to be, I'm still going to follow Obama's suit by lining up all military, pointing at Russia. And now I'm hoping that Trump says we're not doing that type of stuff anymore. We're not going to try to have a World War III with Russia. But now, you know, just the friends that you're bringing in, just these people that this was never brought up in the brochure.
Yeah, that's it. And that's, I think that a lot of his you know, like his real supporters, the people that were on board with him from the beginning, are the ones that I've spoken to, at least. They're really mad.
Right.
You know, because for a year and a half, his whole rhetoric was, I'm not a part of the Washington insiders.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with them. They're not going to, if I win, they're all gone. And he starts to unveil all these people he's bringing in his cabinet, and they're all Washington insiders, and they're all Wall Street people.
Right. Like, here's a guy that hated him.
Yeah.
Milt Romney, right?
Romney hated him.
Said, I'm voting for...
Up until Election Day.
Right.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to vote for Evan McMullen.
And all of a sudden, now Romney's in the circle here. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you didn't tell the people that. And all the loyalists to him are like, they're a little upset with him too.
Well, and I think that's going to be, if he has something that is really his, you know, especially at the beginning here, if he has something that's going to hurt him and it's going to, you know, hurt him even for the next election, it's going to be this stuff, because he had to win over this subset of people that he won over in a lot of these states to be able to win. And if he makes them all really, really mad at the beginning, it's going to be hard to get them back, because a lot of them reluctantly moved to him in the first place, because a lot of them are union guys and stuff who've, you know, for their whole life had always supported the blue, you know, and now they said, you know, oh, we like what he's saying, he's going to throw the insiders out, he's not going to go with it, you know,
right?
And he's doing exactly what he said he wasn't going to do, and it's going to hurt him, I think, with those people.
Right. I definitely think that we're in for a world of treat here, because I really don't know what's going to happen, but it just seems like the people that he's bringing in and the countries that he wants to befriend. I mean, here's a great thing that I want to bring up was, he hated Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And now he's setting things up with Saudi Arabia.
I know.
Which, you know what? If other presidents have done it, so be it. But don't tell us that Saudi Arabia is behind this or that, and then you kind of say, well, really, I was just kidding. He said that same thing about Clinton, too, that I'm going to try to get her in jail and all this. I'm dropping everything.
Now. No, but it is, though. I mean, and that's something that a lot of his hardcore supporters are really mad about, because they thought for sure he was going to come into office, he was going to nominate his AG and his Secretary of State, and his next agenda was going to be to go after Hillary Clinton to make sure she paid.
Right.
Because, look, he spent the last six months of the campaign saying,
just
lock her up.
Yeah,
lock her up.
Lock
and that was
up.
His mantra at every rally. These people really thought he was going to go and lock her up, and now he said, I have no problem with Hillary Clinton. I don't want to cause her any harm. And his supporters are like, what? Wait, what?
You didn't say that.
Wait a minute.
Sure, yeah.
Wait a minute here. So I think you're going to have, I don't know, I think you're going to have a lot of unhappy, you know, hardcore supporters. And then on the other side, it's like, you know, you're going to have some stuff that the establishment Republicans, the people who didn't support him, really, really like. It's stuff they've wanted to do for a long time that they haven't been able to do because they haven't been able to win the White House for 8 years. And like Ryan, you know, Speaker of the House, he was, you know, he came out and said he was going to vote for Trump. He was not a Trump guy.
No,
it was pretty obvious.
He
wouldn't even say the guy's name. But now I think he's sort of sitting there like the evil genius, like, I can get my stuff done.
Right.
I can get my, you know, I can privatize Medicare, privatize the VA, all this stuff that the Republicans wanted to do for a long time. I think he's going to do. I think he's going to work with them to do it. So
that's really messed up. Yeah. But one last thing on that note too is, How many times did we hear him just accuse Turkey?
Yeah.
Say, you're part of ISIS.
Yep.
You're the ones that are bringing ISIS into the format here in Syria. And he was calling it Turkey out, which as an Armenian, I was like, bravo.
This is awesome.
You know,
this is
here's one guy telling the truth. Now he turns around and says, we need tighter relations with Turkey.
Well, and he sent his son over there on a hunting trip. His son's over there right now.
His son's over there in Turkey.
Yeah, his son is over in Antalya.
Actually, that's interesting you say that, because let's go into sports a little bit.
Yeah.
Antalya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I even said that right, but there's an Armenian match coming up here. Armenia's national team is to play a friendly against Uzbekistan, and that is in Antalya in February 12th. Now, Chris, why would the Armenian team go to Turkey to play a friendly against Uzbekistan?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
That's really weird. That's damn weird. Yeah. Man, I tell you, politics is just damn weird. Just when you think you're friends with someone or you're foes with someone, then suddenly now we're having a friendly in Turkey.
I know. It is.
Turkey doesn't even like Armenians, man.
No.
They've always treated us like second class.
Of course.
And there's a guy writing a book right now. He's wrote a book on the Hrant Dink, the guy, press guy. That wrote stuff about Armenians every day on a good note, and he was Armenian, and they murdered him, and the murderers wrote a book about it.
Well,
and it's being accepted in Turkey.
And there's some other, you know, bizarre stuff that sort of links into all this. So Flynn, who is the guy who's he appointed to be the national security advisor, okay, former general. Sort of a sketchy guy, not sketchy, but has a bizarre reputation. He lost his last job, was sort of outed, you know, for his attitude, is from what I've heard. He's hugely pro Istanbul. I mean, he's written op-eds in the other New York Times that says the U.S. needs to see the world from the way that the way the Turks see it. And it's just like that stuff that he is the national security advisor. There's nobody higher in that division.
And
this guy brought him
on board.
Yeah, he is his national security advisor. I mean, he's number three in the cabinet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like all against we're stacked. Everything is stacked against Armenia right now with diplomacy with America.
And you know what it's awful. Because, you know, you had him and you thought maybe he would, you know, would institute some stuff to, you know, to be favorable to Armenia, or maybe wouldn't. I don't know. It was hard to gauge beforehand.
Just
but then,
all we needed was a little neutralization.
Well, and then on the other side, you had Hillary, who you know, she was.
She made it clear that I'm not going to look forward to this genocide thing. At least she told us straight up, and that her policy was that, you know what? I know you guys had genocide, but I can't say it.
Yep.
And shame on me, but that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. So it's going to be it. Now, I don't think anything's going to actually happen from this, but it is going to, like, and this started out as a real slow stream, sort of. You didn't hear a lot about it. And now every day you're hearing a little bit more about the recount stuff. I don't think it's going to, obviously, it would be the biggest story of all time if it changed the results of the election. All time. I mean, There is no news story that would ever be any bigger. I don't think that's going to happen. However, it's going to be interesting to watch to see, because I saw an article earlier that in either Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, before the recount even started, they found like 38,000 other votes for Hillary that hadn't been added in yet.
38,000?
Yeah,
that's big.
Yeah, so I mean, like the margin there was like in half now. So now, like, you literally have this election was decided on less than 80,000 votes out of 100 million. I mean, it was decided by, you know, 37,000 votes in Pennsylvania, like 11,000 in Wisconsin, and 8,000 in Michigan. That's the election.
Now, Chris, on that note, too, if something does change to where Clinton did win, you know, this country would be in a civil war.
Oh, it would be.
I mean,
that's what scares me. Yeah.
That would be the the final call on the people of Trump saying that this is how they did Bernie. Now they're doing this to us too.
Absolutely, it would be a scary thing. Even though, like, you know, Hillary supporters might be rooting for it. It's a very scary thing to root for, because I think it would be a lot of harm to the country and the voting.
And could that actually be the reason why this Green Party is really pushing hard for this? Maybe they're looking for some sort of anarchist type of agenda?
Yeah, I think that they've realized that it's going to be really hard for them to, you know, they're never able to win enough. Like, you only ever have to win a certain amount of votes. I don't remember what it is state by state. But after you win those amounts, and this is unknown by a lot of people who aren't really into this, but if you hit a certain number of votes in a state or federally, then you actually get funding, like, to help expand your party, and they've wanted to hit this every cycle, and they're nowhere in the realm of hitting it, and so, you know, they start something like this, the recount effort, in like 48 hours.
So is that their agenda, though?
Yeah, I think it's to, you know. I think they would love, now I think they know that's a long shot. I think they would love for that to happen, because it would open stuff up more, obviously, because...
What's her name again?
Stein.
Stein.
Yeah. You know, I think if they got that result, that would be, everything would be insane. And then it would be almost an opportunity for them to at least have the opportunity to step in as a part of the reorganization of the parties. I feel like if that happened, everything would collapse, right? The party system would collapse, because I think we'd actually be like on lockdown. I mean, I think it'd be scary if that
happened. It would be scary. It would be scary.
So, but then, you know, I think the other angle is, so all, you know, I think they raised more in that 48 hours for the recount than she was able to raise all year for the election.
Man, what was it, like $6.5 million?
In 48 hours.
That's amazing.
To get the recount done.
$6.5 million.
So.
Unbelievable, and we could only hope for the best, and hope for the best for Armenia too, because I tell you, we're completely surrounded by hostile countries, and now this doesn't make anything easier, because America's always had the back to Armenia as well, saying that, hey, I understand I can't support you on the genocide deal, but you know what? I'll monitor the Turks and the Azeris as well. And because I'm not sure what Putin's got for us, too.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
We're looking at one wolf, and then we got to worry about another wolf behind us, too, you know?
Yeah, a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, it really is.
All over the world now, because everyone's sort of standing around with, you know, their hands to their sides saying, what's the U.S. going to look like after he takes office? How's Russia going to behave? Like, you know, what's going to happen? Because it's really unlike anything that we've ever seen, the way everything unfolded and him being in office. So, like, from a historical sense, it's going to be interesting to see how stuff plays out and to see, you know, who ends up with the, you know, the power and who's on the wrong end of it. You know, hopefully, you know, the guy obviously is, you know, he's able to be swayed. You know, like, if you would have asked him a month and a half ago if Mitt Romney would have ever been the Secretary of State, he would have laughed at you. And now he's, so maybe there's room for someone to get in front of him on Armenia and sway him, you know?
But it's all about money with him.
It is. Yeah.
It's all about business with him. And unfortunately, I don't think we have what he wants.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for power. I think he's looking for big power, too.
No, I think so.
With all these countries that are putting up his hotels now, they're refurnishing, they're revamping everything on his hotels were all down.
Yeah, they were, I know.
Now all of a sudden, oh yeah, come on down. We'll take care of that golf course.
Yeah.
That golf course that we laughed at, it's not being laughed at anymore.
Or all these, like, I've read, and I don't know the details on it, so maybe I shouldn't say anything about it, but I've read reports of his projects in India and his projects in South America and some of these other places that had been stalled, waiting on the, you know, the entities that have to issue the building permits and issue.
Right.
It just been sort of lagging. And all of a sudden, look, it's been approved.
It's been in the mail for 7 months or 3 years. Now it finally got to you.
Yeah, so apparently there's a lot of that happening. And then equally here, like, so all of the, it's funny, all of the organizations and the entities from all over the world who are, you know, either flying in to meet with him in Washington, or they're scheduling sometimes, you know, after the inauguration to come in and meet with him, they're all booking their hotels at the new Trump Hotel in D.C.
Oh, really?
Thinking that, if we stay
That's
here,
a little
it's going to curry
extra
favor.
Love.
Of course it is. And you know it really is to him. You know,
oh, no, he is.
You know
yeah.
he looks at that stuff.
No, of course he does. This is the same guy yeah. that looked at every Twitter that anyone that took a shot at him, he responded to at 2 a.m. You think he's not going to yeah. notice stuff like this?
Well, and in all seriousness, whether you like him or not, I didn't support him, but you know, I didn't really have anyone that I loved in the election. It's hard, but whether you liked him or not, you know, he's going to represent all of us. The one thing that I wish, or all of us here in America, the one thing I wish is that he would lay off the tweeting. Like, honestly, like, not in a smartass sort of way. It's awful for us. It makes us look
cheap.
So cheap. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly the right word.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And, well, I tell you what, we'll see what the hell happens here, and it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will.
Hey, folks, Amazon. Amazon, a lot of people did some shopping over to Black yeah. Friday, and I hope the God you guys were on there. We did see some good numbers coming out from ArmeniaProud.com. And keep it up. That's all I got to say. Christmas is right around the corner. ArmeniaProud.com/. Is it backspace on Amazon? No,
forward slash Amazon.
Forward yep. slash Amazon. Yeah.
Forward slash Amazon.
And if you just want to go to past episodes, which we've been playing some back episodes, and whatever you're looking for, it's on our site there. We've got actors, we've got screenwriters, we've got it all.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to just enjoy old episodes, go to ArmeniaProud.com. Towards the middle of the page on your right-hand side, you'll see Amazon. Click on Amazon right there. You will be automatically sent to Amazon from us, you might yep. say, and we get a little love back from Amazon.
And you don't have to do anything else after that. So
nothing, just shop away. Well, you gotta shop though. That's
yeah, that's it. Well, no, yeah, you have to buy something. I mean, you don't have to. Like, we're not asking for any information.
Yeah. Anyway, you brought up Antalya,
Antalya.
I keep saying that wrong too. And that's that. What do I know about Turkey, right? And his kids there hunting, huh?
Yeah, that's yeah. He's great. There hunting, and then you know. Yeah. Schmoozing a little bit.
We've got this Armenian refugee. We've sent him on a 3-mile run. Yeah. You have to go find him and kill him now.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, man.
He's our best trophy. Many Turkish hunters have tried to chase him down, but we will let you have the first shot.
It's
at
all
him.
You, Donald
it's
Jr.
It's all you.
Huh. His kids remind me of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. In any case, the Armenia's team's going to be there playing February 12th against Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan, I think they're ranked in the 60s, and we are ranked in the 80s, and that's amazing because we were in the top 20 at one time, like 4, 5, 6 years ago. So, maybe we'll get down to the top 50 again. But to play this in Turkey, I don't see any rhyme or reason on this. And what's this to say? Is Turkey's national team one day going to play a friendly in Armenia?
Armenia, that seems
What the hell? Who arranged this?
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody has any information, you can email us at info@armeniaproud.com. I would love to know.
Beautiful. Honest to God, that would be an interesting thing there for someone to let us know about that. And Mkhitaryan, he got to finally play in Manchester United against West Ham. And he had a great opportunity, and he took full advantage of it. He became player of the game.
Wow.
He scored. He didn't score, but he had a couple big-time assists there. And they made him player of the game. And you know what? This Mourinho, the manager.
Oh, the manager, yep.
Dude, wake up and smell the coffee. How many times are you going to bench the guy? You paid him all this money to sit on the bench. This guy is cat's ass. He's one of the best players in the world, and you're telling him that you came from the German league, and the German league is not as good. German league, last time I seen, won it all.
Yeah,
I mean they were the European champions. So don't give me that crap. This Mourinho is out of his mind. He's insane, and if anyone should go, it's him. He should be out of the door at Manchester United. Even the people there are like, dude, you bench this guy all this time, and this guy's making things happen out there.
I mean, he's a legend.
Yeah. Anyway, so Mkhitaryan, great play there, and I hope to see a lot more in the lineup now. And they made the who's the best Armenian athlete of 2016? And remember when we were watching the Olympics here?
Yep.
Wrestler.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah, Arthur Alexanyan. He got the most right now at 58.5%.
Wow.
That makes sense. 2016, he's leading Mkhitaryan by over 20 points here, 20 percentage points.
Well, I mean, it was a big year. I mean, he deserves it, right?
I totally agree with you. Yeah. Anytime you see the Armenian flag being put to the top.
That made
my hair stand up. It was unbelievable. So yeah. God bless, and I hope you get it. I mean, it's no big deal, but just to know that, just to show a little love to the guy, I think that's a big honor. So that's Arthur Alexanyan.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what we got going there. And anyway, folks, we got Lineup Media. We got Armenian Knights out there in L.A. These guys are doing a great show. Michael and his crew, when are they on?
They will be on. They release a new show every Monday, I believe. So
every Monday is when they release one.
Yeah, I think so. So they'll have a new one. It's earlier in the week, so they'll have a new one out Monday, because a lot of the time they do their stand up over the weekends in LA, mm-hmm. and then they have whoever's going to be at their stand up show on the show. It actually is released on midnight on Mondays.
Midnight on Mondays.
Yep.
So Tuesday they can check that out. And we've got a couple other shows in the works too, don't we?
Yeah, we have.
How's that coming along?
It's really starting
with,
to ramp up.
Ani and Sarkis.
Ani with who we have on the show from Energy Healing Armenia is doing a show. It's going to be I don't want to release the name yet because we're going to do it all at once, but mm-hmm. it's going to be a unique show, not exactly what you would expect from her maybe.
Really?
But you'll be excited about it. It's sort of a little bit of a separate angle on that. And then Sarkis is going to do a show in Armenian that'll be, just sort of like an interest show that I think everybody will love. So,
we're really
ramping up the Armenian content at lineupmedia.fm.
Lineupmedia.fm. Are we in the works for something being set up for Armenia down the line, too?
Yes. So that's the idea is to, we love, this other show here and Armenian Nights Radio and Ani and Sarkis. And the more Armenian shows we have, the goal is to actually put together a strictly Armenian station
mm-hmm.
and that focuses on all content relevant to Armenia all the time, 7 days a week, streaming and on demand. So
if one out there has an Armenian show, mm-hmm. how do they get in touch with us?
It's actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's really easy. So head over to our website, lineupmedia.fm, and if you scroll down, there's a form in the middle of the page mm-hmm. that says you want to join the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hit that button, it's a button, and then you end up at the form. You fill out all the information, even if you don't have a show. If you have a show you want to start, it just asks for your name, the idea behind the show, what you want to talk about, who you are, send it over, and, we'll reach out to you.
Why I say this is Armenians are great at, music.
Yeah.
Music is our cup of tea.
Rafi, right?
Rafi, yeah. I mean, he's out in San Fran. He visits Armenia frequently, too. And it's a guy like him. That could put a great show together about Armenian music and what's transpiring as centuries have passed,
yep.
where we're headed on the music. I mean, guys like Rafi would. And I forgot our Artsakh explorer there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh, what's his name?
We got to look him up. We got to look him up. He's my guy, too. He's on the tip of my brain right now.
His YouTube stuff is cool.
Yeah, I mean, he could come up with stuff about where to go to as an Armenian. Where if you're walking in Artsakh, if you're walking through the mountains, hey, you know what? There's a guy named Hovan this right down this path here that you could stop in and say hi to. And it's so many opportunities as an Armenian from the West that you could pick up a lot of information like that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so
that's cool.
I definitely encourage all my Armenian friends that listen to this show, if you got some idea, run it by lineupmedia.fm. Go to the site and look at it and then fill it out. Yeah. And what the hell?
Or if you forget and you don't know the website, you forget what the website is, just send us an email or a message on Facebook and we'll shoot you all the information.
You got it. You got it. Hey, folks, today we had a guest, but somehow the scheduling didn't work out. Next week we will definitely come through for you guys with a nice guest. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but she's a singer, and I'm very proud of her. And like I said, this singer, I just don't want to be backdoored, and she leaves to where I can't get her on the show either. So I'm not going to bring her name up. But I tell you what, I love her singing. She's from Armenia, and we're going to have her on next Friday, and really excited about it. So this week we just winged it and talked a little bit politics and a little bit about our soccer team. And Artur Alexanyan, God bless. You're leading best Armenian athlete. Also, check this out here too. I got this Armenian little girl that I don't know if she's a real little girl, but Isabel Aroyan.
Yep.
She came up with this. She's trying to win this contest in Denmark. And I know we've got some fans out in Denmark.
Yeah, I have.
Hey, folks, why don't you guys vote for her? And hey, Chris, if you can you get her? She put a site down. All she needs is votes. If she wins these votes,
absolutely,
she gets
we'll
to go
it.
To like the Arctic region, and I don't know who the hell would want to go to the Arctic region, but she loves the forestry and stuff like that. And she said, "I'm so proud to be Armenian. I would love to represent Armenia with the flag in that area. I will have the flag with me." I mean, I heard that, and I said, I reached out to her, and I said, you know what? I have an Armenian Proud show. I'd love to give some information out. Maybe we could have her on next week,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Because this contest ends on December 15th for her, so maybe we could show some love for her on that aspect. And so that's about all we got this week.
That's it.
Chris, I mean, it's not much, but you know what? It's our week, and we're not going to let the people have another rerun of – our old shows.
Old shows.
So it's good to be back in the studio, and we're going to start everything off again, man.
Yep, sounds good, man.
All right, it's been great having you, Chris.
Yep, you too, Jonathan. Thanks,
Brian,
for having me.
Thank you, my man, for working the boards, and that's our show. Genatsit, Kisher Party. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. Find the show online at ArmeniaProud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.